Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump spoke for the first time Saturday on the cyber attack against several government agencies, suggesting China was to blame. This contradicts his own Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who says Russia was pretty clearly behind it. NPR's Colin Dwyer reports.
Since news of the cyber attack surfaced last weekend, the Trump administration had remained largely silent on Russia's suspected role. That changed Friday during Pompeo's appearance on the Mark Levin radio show.
This was a very significant effort, and I think it's the case that now we can say pretty clearly that it was the Russians that engaged in this activity.
Lawmakers from both parties have pushed Trump's administration to take a tougher line on Russia over the suspected cyber attack. But Trump himself appears to have no plans to do so. Shortly after Pompeo's comments, the president contradicted him on Twitter. Without evidence, Trump suggested it may well have been China that orchestrated the attack. Colin Dwyer, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled his choices for his environmental team Saturday. He picked Michael Regan to head the Environmental Protection Agency.
This opportunity, well, it's a dream come true. Since the start of my career, my goals have been the same: to safeguard our natural resources, to improve the quality of our air and our water.
If confirmed, he'll be the first black man in that job. Congresswoman Deb Haaland was selected to be the first Native American to be Interior Secretary.
This moment is profound when we consider the fact that a former Secretary of the Interior once proclaimed his goal to, quote, civilize or exterminate us.
She was referring to comments made by Alexander H.H. Stewart in 1851. Biden says his nominees are ready on day one, which he says is essential because there's no time to waste. The Biden administration wants to reverse Trump policies that rolled back climate protections. Residents who live in long-term care facilities around the country are starting to receive coronavirus vaccinations. As NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports, the federal government is using CVS and Walgreens to reach this group.
Residents of long-term care facilities have been really hard hit by the pandemic. They represent 6% of cases, but nearly 40% of deaths. And that's why CDC included them, along with healthcare workers, in the first phase of vaccine distribution. Rena Shaw is a vice president at Walgreens, which had providers giving the first shots at a few sites on Friday.
Even as we're administering the vaccination, there are staff members that are cheering and celebrating for every dose administered to the resident.
She says the full vaccination campaign kicks off on Monday at 800 long-term care facilities. There are an estimated 3 million long-term care residents across the country. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
This is NPR. Apple Incorporated announced Saturday the company has temporarily shut down all 53 of its stores in California due to the surge in coronavirus cases. A statement said customers will still be able to pick up existing orders for the next few days. The company says it will closely monitor the situation and looks forward to reopening its stores as soon as possible. The Army has soldiers. The Navy has sailors. Now, as NPR's Matthew Schwartz reports, 1 year after the creation of the Space Force, its members have their own official moniker.
Standing before military and government officials Friday, Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement.
It is my honor, on behalf of the President of the United States, to announce that henceforth, the men and women of the United States Space Force will be known as Guardians.
The name, which drew immediate comparisons to Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy franchise, was the product of a year-long process that drew hundreds of submissions from current members of the military. The Space Force now has about 4,000 members, or rather, 4,000 Guardians. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
A court in Germany has ordered Tesla to stop clearing trees on parts of a site where it's building its first electric car company in Europe. Environmentalists objected to the loss of the trees and the effect on protected species on that property outside Berlin. Tesla expects to make 150,000 electric cars a year at the new plant, starting in the middle of next year. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.